Welcome everybody to another episode of the AgView Pitch and another crop update. I just got a text message from this crazy guy up in Canada and wanted to have Trevor introduce himself, and he is in Saskatchewan, Canada, just kind of north of Montana a ways, and he sent me a video of a pretty big drill out there behind the tractor, and I think you're in the tractor right now, aren't you, Trevor?
Yes, I am, yep.
That's good. That's good. So how's it going? What are you up to? What are you planting right now?
Things are going well. Early start to planting this year. It's quite dry. Right now we're planting canola. I'm trying to help meet the demand for that crop.
You're planting the big money crop right now.
Yeah. Yep. You know what? This is the most nervous I've been marketing in years, because everything's so high, and I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's easy to sell when things are low and you get a little bit of a rally. You know it's time to sell, but when it just keeps going up, it's pretty tough, isn't it?
It's very tough, especially when it's not in the bin.
Yeah, exactly. So in the crop update here, tell me a little bit about, you know, your area. When do you guys normally start seeding? And you know, you said you're a little early and you're a little dry right now. How's things going? And tell us a little bit more.
Typical start to seeding would be about May 1st. We're over 30% done already, so we've had a good jump on it.
Wow.
We have about 16 to 18 inches of moisture to start with. And if you had crops that were able to catch more snow in the winter, it's basically the difference. If you never had good snow catch, you don't have a lot to work with right now.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have much snow this winter? Because I know a lot of, like, North Dakota and you know, you're north of Montana there. Did you guys have much snow?
Locally we did, but overall as a province, not as much as usual probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're about 30% done. With it being dry like this, are you going to be able to continue seeding and get to 100% done? And how long is that going to take you yet?
We would be another 10 days.
Okay, what other crops are you seeding yet?
This year we're just growing germ wheat, and canola.
Wow, only two crops. A lot of you guys up there like to grow 5, 6, 7 different things.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
I'm not very smart, so I like the KISS theory to keep it simple.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah, that there's a lot of merit to doing a really good job with a couple of things as opposed to trying to do a whole bunch of different things a lot of times. So what else is going on up there? Is there a lot of people changing some things on crops based on what these markets are doing, or is everybody pretty much sticking to their normal plans?
I think feed barley has bought a lot of acres. Canola prices are the highest basically I've ever seen,
right.
And yet the acres aren't up as much as a person would think. I think it's mainly just rotation. You can't do canola on canola effectively. There's too much risk and agronomic risk in that.
Mm-hmm.
While wheat, I think wheat's been buying a few acres the last month here too. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else cooking? You guys got rain in the forecast coming or anything that's going to slow you down, or is it going to just be hammered down until you're done?
We sure hope we get rain in the forecast. This weekend we're supposed to get some rain, so okay. That would be a real blessing.
Okay, cool. Well, anything else I didn't ask or anything else you need to report from Canada? You got your mask on in the tractor, I imagine.
Yeah, I always prepared, yeah. I look better with a mask, people say, so I'm
well, good at that. It sounds like if we want to come from the U.S. to come see you guys, we're going to have a passport, is that right?
You know what? I quit listening to that a long time ago. I couldn't tell you what I don't know anymore. Well, it changes so frequently. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. Well, we want to get back up there and see you guys, but we don't seem like we're very welcome. So we'll keep calling you and trying to get these crop reports and see what you guys are thinking on markets, and hopefully eventually we can all get together in person here one of these days.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. Yep, I agree.
Yes, it would. Any last final comments from you from the fields of Canada?
No. Things are good. Let's just hope things get back to normal soon.
That's right. We'll do. Well, hey, you be safe out there, Trevor, and we'll really appreciate your contribution to the crop updates.
Sounds good. Anytime.
All right. That's Trevor Thompson. He is up in Saskatchewan. It's just about an hour north of Montana, to give you a little perspective where he's at. So, again, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you again next time on a crop date on the AgView Pitch.